So hang on, wait, no, me first. I'm sending this voice note as proof, and I know that there are going to be people who enjoy horses who hear this and not feel some type of way, the horse people. I think that horses are majestic and magnificent. I also know that they're incredibly smart, and because they're smart, they know that I know that we are not a perfect match. Never, ever, and never again will I get on the back of a horse. Let me tell you guys, it was a sweet escape. Jace Boo on some, ooh, no, I'm not going to get on that horse. I blame you for this, by the way. He's looking at me.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, you will take that. So I had to get on this horse, and it's a free roaming horse, which is great for the horse. So the animals are really well taken care of. Excepting we were meant to do like some mountain pass situation. There were rocks falling. It was very dramatic. I saw my past, my middle, and my future. And then some other random horse who just happened to be in the vicinity decided he would like to go for a little bit of a jog. So my horse was like, oh, that's my horse friend, and just started running. Again, my past, my middle, my future, and the phantom children I won't be able to have because I'm now lying dead because of this horse. I was so scared. The way that I was talking to this horse, eh? Mr. Horsey, no. Mr. Horsey, don't do it. No, Mr. Horsey, no. Making a fool of myself.
I just have a feeling Stacey's not good at riding things.
Inappropriate. And the point is I got off the horse, and then I had to sit down on the ground. I've never been so happy to touch the ground before. No, guys, I'm sorry. I don't swim in the ocean because that's where the sharks live, and I don't ride horses because that's what cars are for. And on that note, I bid you adieu.